contestants are a naval officer from Santa Clarita, California, Philip Howard. A sommelier, originally from New Orleans, Louisiana, Preston Wilson. And our returning champion, a songwriter from Los Angeles, California, Mason Maggio, whose two-day cash winnings total $42,600. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Songwriters, and our champion Mason is a songwriter. Unless you're a singer-songwriter at the top of the charts, don't make a lot of money. So the $40,000-plus that he's earned on Jeopardy so far is significant for him. It would be significant, I imagine, for Preston and Philip also. Pick up your signaling devices, gentlemen. Let's go to work in the Jeopardy round right now as you get to deal with these categories. First off, every day's a holiday. That sounds like fun. We'll deal with bestsellers. That's my jam. New to the OED, the Oxford English Dictionary. During his presidency, what occurred? And finally, a whole category devoted to Yankee Stadium. Mason?
Let's do during his presidency for 200.
73 million watched the Beatles debut on Ed Sullivan, and the Pueblo incident happened during his Oval Office stay. Philip.
Who is John F. Kennedy?
Nope. Mason.
Who is Johnson?
Lyndon Johnson. Correct.
Presidency for 400.
The Reagan era saw Desmond Tutu win the Nobel Peace Prize, and Barney Clark survive 112 days after surgery implanting this. Preston.
What is a pacemaker?
Nope. Philip.
What is a heart?
Be more specific.
What is a heart valve?
Nope. Correct response, what is an artificial heart? We come back to our champion, Mason. He's the only one on the plus side.
Presidency 600.
Silent Cal took in the founding of CBS and the publication of this 1925 novel set in East Egg, Long Island. Preston.
What is The Great Gatsby?
You're on the plus side too now.
That's my jam for 200.
My personal fave, this type of grape jam bearing the name of a Massachusetts town. Preston.
What is Concord?
Good.
Let's stick with that's my jam for 400.
My jam is complicated. It's made from pluot, a hybrid of plum and this other fruit. Mason.
What is apricot?
Good.
That's my jam 600.
In a jam makes a plenty spicy one from these peppers, named for a place the Aztecs called Zalapan. Philip.
What is jalapeno?
Yes.
That's my jam for 8.
My favorite type of this tort, named for a city in Austria, is the one made with raspberry jam. And that would be Linzer tort. Back to you, Philip.
That's my jam for 1,000.
My new fave is the jam from the Miwa type of this small fruit with a Q in the middle of its name. Mason.
What is a kumquat?
Yes.
During his presidency, 800.
The Nixon era saw Hank Aaron hit home run number 715, and this country, at times part of India and of Pakistan, gain independence. Mason.
What is Bangladesh?
Right.
Presidency 1000.
This artist's The Persistence of Memory and Earhart flying solo across the Atlantic happened on Hoover's watch. Mason.
Who is Salvador Dali?
Yes.
Every day's a holiday, 200.
On January 12th, have a cuppa on National Hot This Day. Mason.
What is tea?
Yes.
Holiday 400.
In Japan, November the 11th is a holiday celebrating this art form. Preston.
What is origami?
Good.
Bestsellers for 200.
Recent speeches by this young Swedish climate activist are collected in No One Is Too Small to Make a Difference. Mason.
Was Greta Thunberg?
Good.
Holiday 600.
National Thank You Note Day is on this date, the day after opening lots of gifts. Philip.
What is December 26th?
Yes.
Every day is a holiday for 8.
August 13 is a special day for these folks, including Barack Obama, Paul McCartney, and Clayton Kershaw. Because they are all southpaws. They're all left-handers. All right, break time for us. Back in a moment. Welcome back. Philip Howard is a naval officer who collects copies of Dante's Inferno. Why? Are they different?
There are a lot of different translations from the original Italian, and I find it to be a fascinating subject. I took a course on it in college, and it was the only one I did particularly well at. So I've got them all the way back from the mid-1800s up to modern translations as well.
Okay, good for you. All right, Preston Wilson is a sommelier. You deal with wine. Any embarrassing moments? You have to be so careful when you're opening. You have to have style. And with champagne particularly, you have to be careful.
Absolutely. Early on in my career, before I realized that I've been opening champagne incorrectly, a couple came in for their 10th anniversary with their young daughter, and they ordered a 10-year-old bottle of wine because that was when they got married. As soon as I cut the foil off, the cork exploded across the room and hit a gentleman in his head. An arc of pink foam went out of the bottle into their young daughter's face. I was humiliated, and I knew I was about to be fired, but the little girl said, "Yay!" I guess she thought that was what was supposed to happen, and people clapped, which was still very embarrassing, but no one got upset.
Okay. Mason Maggio is our champion. We keep introducing you as a songwriter. What kind of material do you compose?
Primarily pop music, but I've written rock and alternative. And
now, when you say pop music, you say, and you added rock. What about rap? Are you into that too?
That's not really my style, but I appreciate pretty much all forms of music.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's a big help. All right, Philip is in command of the board. Go ahead and make a selection.
Let's finish Holiday for 1,000.
Held in October at the end of the week, this alliterative day celebrates Mary Shelley and her famous creation. And that would be Frankenstein Friday. Philip, back to you.
Bestsellers for 4.
The Lost World was Michael Crichton's sequel to this bestseller. Mason.
What is Jurassic Park?
Yes.
Bestsellers 600.
He gave a behind-the-scenes look at his career in the Mamba Mentality, How I Play. Philip.
Who is Kobe Bryant?
He's the one.
Bestsellers for 8.
1986's Red Storm Rising was his second novel and his second number one bestseller. Philip.
Who's Tom Clancy?
Yes.
Bestsellers for 1,000.
In the 90s, this newsman had a nonfiction bestseller with The Greatest Generation about the men and women of World War II. Preston?
Who is Tom Brokaw?
Right.
Yankee Stadium for 200.
In 2009, Jorge Posada hit the first home run in the new Yankee Stadium. In 1923, the first in the old park was naturally hit by this man. Mason.
Who is Babe Ruth?
Yes.
New to the OED for 200.
This zero-shaped bread product, now as a verb meaning to beat someone six love in a set of tennis. That would be a bagel. Mason?
New to the OED 400.
This shortened word you might use to order some Sauvignon. Preston.
What is cab?
Yes.
Yankee Stadium for 400.
All rise. On June 11th, 2017, a ball landed in the bleachers 495 feet from home plate off the bat of this 6-foot-7-inch Yankee. All rise for the judge, to be specific, Aaron Judge. Preston, go again.
Yankee Stadium for 600.
It wasn't just baseball at the old stadium. This Frank Gifford team moved there in 1956 and promptly won a championship. That would be the New York Giants in the National Football League. Less than a minute now, Preston.
Let's try new to the OED for 600.
This name of an alarmist fowl from a folk tale. Mason.
What is Chicken Little?
Yes.
OED 800.
This word for a content creator on a certain video sharing site, such as Yuya, beauty, or Mariah Elizabeth, crafts. Mason.
What is a YouTuber?
Yes.
OED 1000.
This five-letter type of kosher for food prepared strictly in accordance with Jewish dietary law. What is glatt? Mason?
A Yankee Stadium 800.
Stadium swan songs include this immortal center fielder's getting the Yanks' only hit off Louis Tiant, September 25th, 1968. This great hitter was Mickey Mantle. Mm-hmm. Now the last clue, Mason, it's yours. It's the Daily Double. And you have the lead with more than twice as much money as your opponents.
1,000.
All right.
A museum at the stadium has statues of World Series hero Don Larsen, and 60 feet 6 inches away, this great Yankee.
Who is Lou Gehrig?
No, who was the catcher? Don Larsen was the pitcher. Yogi Berra was the catcher. That drops you down to 4,800 and makes it a closer game for us, and we like that. We'll start Double Jeopardy right after this. Let's get right into Double Jeopardy, shall we? Philip, here are the categories for your selection. We begin with The Young and the Reckless. Inventors and Inventions comes next, followed by Movie Thrillers, Nat Geo, notice the spelling there, interesting, then Historic Women, and finally, you'll love this, this is unusual, E12345. All responses will be 5 letters long. E will be the first letter in the $400 clue, the second letter in the $800 clue, the third in the $1,200 clue, and so on. Starters.
Let's do Movie Thrillers for 4, please.
In Marathon Man, Laurence Olivier plays war criminal Zell, who breaks out the tools he used as one of these. Preston.
What is it, a thief?
No. Mason or Philip? He was a dentist. Back to you, Philip.
Movie Thrillers for 8.
This 2020 thriller based on an H.G. Wells novel had the title character as an abusive ex stalking Elizabeth Moss. Mason.
What is The Invisible Man?
Right.
Movie Thrillers, 1200.
Tom Hardy played the title role in this high-octane flick, but Charlize Theron stole the spotlight as Furiosa.
Phillip. What is Fury Road? What is Mad Max Fury Road?
Thank you.
Movie Thrillers for 16.
In The Transporter, Refueled, Ed Skrein took the wheel from this British actor who starred in the previous 3 entries. Mason?
Was Jason Statham?
Yes.
Movie Thrillers, 2000.
The dreams that take place at the climax of this Christopher Nolan film are dreamed inside the first-class cabin of a 747. Preston.
What is Inception?
You got it.
Let's do E12345 for 400.
A mistake, like throwing the ball into left field. Mason.
It was an error.
Right.
E12345 for 800.
Musical rate of movement indicated by adagio or presto. And the word is tempo, and the E comes up as the second letter there. Mason.
E12345 for 1200.
It describes the indentation on a chin. Mason.
What is cleft?
Good.
E12345 for 1600.
A small flock of quail. Coming up in the fourth position in the word covey. Mason.
E for 2000.
Canadians enjoy wearing this type of heavy stocking cap. Preston.
What is a toque?
Or toque or a toque, yes.
Inventors and Inventions for 400.
George Washington Carver came up with 300 products derived from these, including dyes, flour, and linoleum. Mason.
What are peanuts?
Yes.
Inventors, 800.
Tabitha Babbitt invented a circular type of this tool after seeing shakers struggle with the long two-handled type. Philip.
What is a saw?
Yes.
Inventors for 12.
Here's Sarah.
In the tradition of Hungarian inventive geniuses like Mr. Rubik, 2 Hungarian scientists designed the gombok to prove that there can be a 3-dimensional object with only 1 stable and 1 unstable point of this.
Talking about balance. Philip.
Inventors and Inventions for 16.
Answer the Daily Double.
I'd like to wager 3,000, please.
All right. Donald Hings created a portable 2-way radio around 1940. Today, it has this rhyming name.
What is a walkie-talkie?
You are correct, and you've moved into second place with $7,000. Pick again.
Inventors for 2.
This guitar legend is the only person in both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Inventors Hall of Fame. And his name is Les Paul. Philip, go again.
Let's try Nat Geo for 4.
2019 high water on this river in cities like Natchez helped bring gnats out in force. Philip.
What is the Rio Grande?
No. Preston.
What is the Mississippi River?
That's it.
Nat Geo for 800.
Queen Victoria wrote of being half devoured by midges at an 1872 picnic near Dornoch Firth in this country. Mason.
What is Scotland?
Correct.
Nat Geo 1200.
The luminous larvae of Orphelia fultonia, gnat of the Appalachians, are also known as these worms. Philip.
What are glowworms?
Good.
Gnat Geo for 16.
You might encounter the fungus gnat on safari in this country's KwaZulu-Natal province. Philip.
What is South Africa?
Yes.
Gnat for 2.
The destructive fruit fly Ceratitis capitata is better known as this after a body of water. Preston.
What is a TC fly?
No. Correct response. What is the Mediterranean fruit fly? Philip.
Young and the Reckless for 4.
Wingsuited 1930s aviation daredevil Clem Saun was nicknamed this, like a caped superhero who debuted in 1939. Mason.
What is Batman?
Yeah.
Young and the Reckless, 800.
Rosa Richter was just 14 in 1877 when she was fired into the air at London's Royal Aquarium, becoming famous as the first human this. Preston.
What is a cannonball?
That's it, with less than a minute.
Young and the Restless for 16.
Stuntman Bud Eakins, not Steve McQueen, made the iconic motorcycle jump over a barbed wire fence in this 1963 POW breakout movie. Philip.
What is The Great Escape?
Yes.
Young and the Reckless for 2000.
World War I ace Frank Luke was famed for attacking observation these dangerous targets ringed with anti-aircraft guns. Philip.
What are balloons?
Balloons, right.
Young and the Reckless for 12.
One story says this 1970s daredevil got his rhyming nickname after crashing his motorcycle while being chased by police as a teen. Mason.
Who is Evel Knievel?
Yes.
Historic women, 1,200.
Answer. Daily double. You're in second place. You trail Philip by 1,400.
3,000.
Here's the clue. Her services refused due to prejudice. Jamaican-born Mary Seacole helped care for British soldiers on her own during this 1850s war.
What is the Crimean War?
That's it. And with that, you move into the lead. But all three of you, well-positioned for Final Jeopardy. Here comes the subject. Category today, literary terms. They'll make their wagers. Then we'll come back and reveal the clue.
Baltimore's deadliest district.
When you don't have the police doing their job, this is what you want to get.
Why residents say the police commissioner is failing to protect their neighborhoods.
Plus, storms moving in right now. Which areas could see the heaviest rainfall?
Tonight at 10.
Consider leaving this top part of your pumpkin attached as it continues to provide nutrients even after it's picked. What is the stem? Happy GEICOween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
It sounds like a fairly easy subject, literary terms. Let's find out. Here is the clue, gentlemen. In medieval times, it was a long tale of a hero like Gisli or Niall. Today, it means any story of epic length. 30 seconds. Good luck. Preston, we'll begin with you. You had an even $5,000. What did you come up with as your response to this Final Jeopardy clue? You were unable to do it, and so it'll cost you, how much? $49.93, leaving you with $7. Let's go to your left, to Philip Howard. He had $13,000. His response was, what is saga? And that is correct. That's the right word. What'll it do to your score? You will add $10,000, putting you in the lead with $23,000, taking us to Mason Maggio, our champion. Did he come up with saga? No. Opus instead. And he's going to lose $12,000. He'll finish in second place today. But once again, a new champion in the third lectern spot. Philip Howard, $23,000. And he gets to come back and wrap the week up right here on Jeopardy tomorrow. Join us then. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.